got no oar or no blade to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. This is the place where real estate professionals gather for all the best real estate news, money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors tell us if you're looking for a place to call home, today's real estate market is recovering in your favor. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Fuller properties. Toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets that job done. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, it's Labor Day, and the grills will be grilling, and Mike Wheels is here. He's one of the top master chefs in the area, and he will tell us how to flavor up your food. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and real estate information and a special story about a job applicant who revealed way too much information on the job application. Stay tuned for that. And then in our Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder has the top scams of the year. And we're only halfway through the year. I can't wait for the rest. Hammer the Scammer directly after the news. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, and he's here with some safety tips for those holiday grillers. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Check out all the listings at www.reachforhousing.org. Right now, let's take a look at the South Florida's real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. Here with the headlines, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. South Florida's housing market ranks as the most stable in the Sunshine State, according to a report Wednesday from a mortgage company Freddie Mac. We'll have more on that. Also, former Carlyle Development Group CEO Matthew Greer and four others charged earlier this month with conspiring to defraud the U.S. government out of millions of dollars through low-income housing schemes are scheduled for a plea hearing this week, according to court documents. Three of them have already pled guilty. Federal prosecutors say a Florida man has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for a $10 million mortgage fraud scheme that targeted banks and other institutions. South Florida scammers have been filing fake deeds and making it appear as if they own homes that are not actually theirs. Then they try to resell them or to collect rent on the property. We'll tell you how you can protect yourself from that. The Justice Department is continuing to find cases of lenders steering minority borrowers into higher-cost loans 3 years after the agency forced several banks into landmark settlements. They paid big fines. We'll have the details. And RealtyTrack released its 2015 U.S. Natural Disaster Housing Risk Report, and it found that 35.8 million U.S. single-family homes and condos have a high or a very high natural hazard risk. And guess what? Florida is not number one for a change. Yeah. And finally, overnight security company found a live video feed at a T-Mobile store on South Dixie Highway. Somebody was inside. This story has a very unique ending, but you have to wait till the bottom of the hour.
Okay, when we return, what's going on this Labor Day and why are we celebrating? It's all about the American dream, which may include hot dogs, hamburgers, and apple pie. Did you know that Oregon was the first state to celebrate Labor Day? February the 21st, 1887.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know play to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy here with a little Reach Radio message just for you. Are you fed up with renting? Would you want to eliminate the monthly rent payment? If that's your dream, you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop. That's where all the action resonates, and this workshop actually produces results. When you complete this six-hour class, you will be qualified to receive government financing, down payment assistance, and many other financing assistance programs. The next workshop is Sunday, September the 20th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is October 18th. It's the third Sunday of every month, folks. The next workshop in Kendall, Miami office is September the 13th and October the 11th. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1 p.m. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages, and if you didn't pre-register, not to worry, you may pay at the door. Folks, these classes fill up pretty darn fast, and I would suggest that you call the good folks at Reach and get in on the classes before they fill up. Elsewise, you'll be standing in the corner wondering where your seat is. For additional information about the first-time homebuyers workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. The first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you would like to qualify for government assistance, and we all know what a first-time home buyer is. That's a person who hasn't owned a home in three consecutive years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, Monday is officially deemed Labor Day, so the Reach Radio staffers decided to take a closer look at the who, what, where, when, and why of Labor Day. It makes perfect sense. If you're going to celebrate something, you might as well have a good reason for doing it. Or maybe you just party for the sake of party. But we do know that a lot of grillers will be out grilling this weekend, and the meat will be on the fire. That's what we call it here at Reach Radio, and we have a special guest with us. He is a master chef, been doing grill cooking, I guess. Could we call it grill cooking?
Yes, I'm grill cooking and smoking.
So smoking, I love that. This is Mike Wheels. He is a master chef and been cooking for quite a long time. We know him from some other places. We'll be telling you about that. But what's on the grill for the holiday this weekend, Mike?
We're going to cook about 40 racks of ribs, about 10 Boston butts.
Wait, what? Rick's from Boston.
Boston butts, which is part of the shoulder meat.
Oh, okay.
And it's some of the best cooking meats there is.
So do we have any special sauces? What's the trick?
The trick is when you trim your meats up, you get the big portions of fats off. Then you use a good rub or your own seasonings. And I have my own barbecue sauce.
When you say rub, what do you mean? The folks out there that don't cook like this,
they call it butt rubs.
Okay.
It's a seasoning of different spices and stuff.
Okay.
And everything. It's a dry rub.
And you cook on the big grill.
The big grill and trailers and stuff.
Right. So do you use gas or charcoal?
Charcoal and wood.
Ah. All right. What's the difference?
You start out with charcoal, get a base, mm-hmm. then you lay your wood on top of that and let it start smoking.
Okay, so the base is the heat. You get the bottom pretty hot. You lay wood, any kind of wood?
I prefer oak.
Oak.
Hickory, or whatever types people like to use.
Depends on what kind of tree my neighbor has. We just go cut that down and slice it up. So what's the trick? I mean, it's smoked. I understand that. But, I mean, it's different taste if it's oak.
Low heat, slow.
Low heat and slow.
Patience.
Hmm. I have to talk to my wife about that. low heat and slow and patience.
Yeah.
And where do you just go down to Publix? I'm not trying to push Publix. You just go to your local store, or do you have a meat market?
I have a broker I go through. Mm-hmm. I get meats, or you go to the restaurant depots. Sam's is a good source.
Ah, there you
go. And everything, where it's chickens, butts, briskets, yeah, shoulders.
So we're getting ready to crank up on the holiday at about, what, 3, 4? That's when everybody starts eating up. So yeah, when do you start cooking?
Early.
Slow.
Well,
early.
on a, if you're cooking a bunch of ribs, mm-hmm, a good rule of thumb is when you trim them up, see if you get your heat right in your grill, mm-hmm, or smoker. 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
Wow.
Slow.
So really low heat.
So you take your time. Mm-hmm. So they're tender. Mm-hmm. Then you can start basting them with sauce and getting a little glaze on them. Then you can cut them up and start serving them. I like to put mine in a styrofoam cooler or an igloo cooler, mm-hmm, wrapped in foil, and let them sit for an hour. Then you bring them out. It, you know, if you got any toughness in them, they'll bring it out in them.
Okay, now most folks, and I'm not saying everyone, but most folks, it's hot dogs and hamburgers, right? It's Labor Day. You get some buns and some fun, and what you're talking about is some special stuff.
Right, yeah, exactly. But, you know, even on hot dogs and hamburgers, you prepare your hamburger meat, you season it and everything, you cook it. You don't want to rush it,
right,
and burn it.
Slow
again, you know, put it on some good heat, but cook it and just watch it. Throw a little bit of wood chips in there. Brings out the flavor.
That's an interesting thought there, wood chips. And you could pick those, what, the Home Depot or something like
Home
that?
Home Depot, Lowe's.
Yeah, they have all
that stuff. Mountain, anywhere you want to go, Walmart.
Right. Now let's get into the real tricky stuff. We have a few minutes for the break here. Sauces. It's all about the sauce, right?
This is true. Like I said, I make my homemade sauce. I've been making it for about 30 years.
Hmm.
A person who has a sauce they like can use it. My suggestion is don't get a real thick sauce. Get a sauce, and towards the end of your meats, whether it's chicken, ribs, or whatever, thin it out a little bit. Beer or Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Thin it out so you don't burn it.
Not water?
No.
Why not? Why not water?
Because it's no flavor.
Okay. So the beer adds a little flavor. The Coca-Cola adds a little flavor.
The caramel in it.
Right.
So what you do is when you got your ribs almost done or your chickens or anything, start basting it, making sure it's liquefied so it don't burn. Mm-hmm. You might have to do it 2 or 3 times, but it puts a good glaze on it.
Okay, so if you put it on really thick, then you're just cooking the sauce. You're not cooking the meat.
The
sugar's
in
it.
So
you have to put it on thin.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Where's your house now? Cause I want to come to your house for the party. You're cooking up that much beef and everything.
Yeah.
Now, does your charcoal and your wood last for that whole, you said, cook it slow and take your time with it? Do you have to rekindle that? Or?
Maybe on some of the wood and a little bit of charcoal, but usually it runs four and a half hours, 5 hours.
And that's long enough cook time. So if
you
start around 11, 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, by 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're ready to go.
Right.
How about propane? Because most people have that. You put wood on them?
No. That's not. You'll burn it up with propane.
Yeah, not the way to go. So charcoal and some wood.
Now, that's the best way to go, yes.
Okay, so if you only have a propane burner, is there any way to get that taste in there?
What you can do if it's a big propane grill type thing, mm-hmm, have the propane burner on one side going, put your meat on the other side.
Hmm. So again,
indirect. They have
low
smoke boxes.
Heat.
They have smoke boxes. You can put chips in on propanes and everything. So
wow, that's pretty cool. Let's give out your phone number here in case someone needs to get further advice there. It's 561-721-5234. Again, that's 561-721-5234. Mike Wheels. You just give him a call and say, hey, I need you to come over here and cook something for me. Yeah. So, hey, that's not bad. You've been doing this for 30
years now.
And let me tell you something, folks. I know it's radio, but Mike's a big boy. He looks like he's been enjoying his food for a long time.
Believe it or not, I don't eat that. I'll eat it the next day.
Actually, you also, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, but you also do the cooking over there at that Bicota Masonic Lodge. You cook breakfast every second Sunday, right?
Right, yeah. We put on a nice little breakfast. We have eggs, grits, sausage gravy, and biscuits, three different types of sausages,
right.
Bacon.
Yep, that's absolutely. And what, you know what we say when you leave? If you leave hungry,
that's your fault.
It's your own fault. That's exactly.
And we also
right.
have a nice fruit bar for the people too.
That's right. All right. Well, we got about a minute. Let's before we go into a break here, you hang out, and after the break, we'll talk some more about how to get your grill going for the weekend here. But folks, if you would like to have a very, very good breakfast, it's the second Sunday of every month over there at the Bicota Lodge in Green Acres. I believe that's 421 Jennings. Street?
Avenue,
yeah. Jennings Avenue, just off 10th there. A good place to go. All right, after the break, where's the party? We'll take a look at the holiday venues and other celebrations going on in South Florida, along with some persuasive language like party responsibility. I don't know. You can have fun, but not awkward fun. So, what do we say? Don't go back. We'll be right away.
I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. And just a little reminder, Monday is holiday. Everyone chose that weekend to celebrate for labor. I don't know why. I mean, it's Labor Day. You're supposed to take the day off. So all the stores, what do? They have sales and big promotions, and the employees have to work longer hours, and so much for Labor Day, right, I guess. Well, if you're seeking a place to celebrate the event, there are many events going on here, and our show producer, Rick Snyder, has a quick list of all of those. What's going on, Rick?
Well, the good
news. Wait, Rick. Let's get Rick's mic up there.
Here you go. Hi there.
There you go.
Okay. Just found this out. This is great news. If you have a child 3 to 12 years old, the Palm Beach Zoo says, come on down. You kids are free through Monday from the Palm Beach Zoo.
Nice.
Children 3 to 12 get free admission all Labor Day weekend long.
I will take my monkey down.
I knew you would. Jupiter at Harborside Place has live music, free event up there on Sunday. And if you are partying hard this weekend and suddenly discover that your driving may be impaired, AAA has tow to go. 855-286-9246. You might want to jot that phone number down if you are...
So give it again.
Okay. 855-286-9246. That is your last resort. If you are looking at your car thinking, is this really my car? Try dialing that number, 855-286-9246. AAA will pick you up, and this lasts through 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
Okay, that's that responsible thinking that we were talking about.
That's
right?
Correct. Okay, AAA so tow to go.
That's right. Don't if you party too hard, don't forget, just what if you're partying too hard, you can't remember the number for the...
Ask for help.
Okay. Ask for help.
I bet if you called a AAA number, They would direct you.
I bet if you called 911, you'd probably get some help.
You'd be getting help at that moment, no question about
it. Yeah, you may be going to another place that you don't want to go to, but, you know, other than that. All right, let's get back onto the cooking here. This is the holiday, and everyone's cooking. We have Mike Wheels with us. Let me give you his phone number. If you're looking for a professional cook, somebody to really put a meal together for you, give Mike a call at 561-721-5234. 561-721-5234. This guy cooks like nobody. Remember how Elvis Presley used to sing, "I don't sing like nobody." Eh? Well, that's Mike. He don't cook like nobody. He puts it on. Mike, thanks for coming in. And I want to get some of that secret sauce information here. What do you put in your sauces?
We start with ketchup, mustard, Worcestershire sauce.
Ketchup and mustard and
Worcestershire sugar, brown sugar.
What's this here sauce, right?
It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Oh, okay.
But I take a 5-gallon bucket and start mixing it together.
You put that much?
Yes.
So you do big productions.
Yeah, we bottle it and sell it too and everything.
Really? Yeah. What do you call it? Mike's stuff?
Wheeler's barbecue sauce.
Wheeler's barbecue sauce. All right. And if they called 561-721-5234, they could probably pick up a bottle of that, right?
We got it in pints and quarts and half gallons.
So that's 30 years of digging and scraping and getting the formula down just right.
Well, that's why I like to, you know, with the people who are doing their own cooking, you know, experiment and make your own sauce. You know, you wouldn't believe. I mean, everybody's eating barbecue at certain places. You can get your own taste and mix it together. You wouldn't believe what you're.
So the base, though, is our standard ketchup, mustard.
Right.
What is Worcestershire? Worcestershire. Worcestershire. I always said, "What's this here sauce?"
You right.
Know, that seemed to work. What's the base of that?
It's
See, I put him on the spot.
It's got a vinegar in it.
Ah, okay.
And it just helps flavor the sauce and everything. I don't use regular vinegar. Once in a while, I use pickle vinegar or something like that. But it just throws it and liquefies it. And I also put, you know, red hot barbecue Louisiana sauce in there. And sometimes Italian dressing. Or what do I feel like making it up?
All right, now, a suggestion for the folk. I don't think they're going to grab a 5-gallon bucket and start mixing up. What do you start with, a gallon? Or
a gallon. You can get some containers of ketchup and mustard and start with a gallon container and start making up, whisking it up.
All right, well, give us a little idea. I mean, say I want to do something for the weekend here. I got a big thing of ketchup and some mustard and a bowl. And how much mustard, how much ketchup?
Okay, take about two bottles of ketchup, a bottle of mustard. Whisk it up. Look at the color.
Uh-huh.
If you want more mustardy base, add more mustard.
Uh-huh.
Then you add some brown sugar, some Worcestershire sauce, some Louisiana sauce.
A cup, a little?
Well, it could be.
Yeah, I know it depends on the size of the bowl, but
right.
I'm just trying to get a ratio of, how
about a half a cup of Worcestershire sauce,
mm-hmm.
you know, about a cup of sugar.
Mm-hmm. And then, or brown sugar is better
brown
than sugar.
Is the best,
that's better than regular sugar. Yeah, I know that. And then just stir it up.
Stir it up.
And again, you said earlier, don't make it too thick, because if you do, you'll just be cooking the sauce.
Right, exactly right.
Right, right.
You know, you add your spices, your garlic, your black peppers, your seasoning salts, like Everglades seasoning and stuff is real good in it.
And I've tasted some of your sauce. I know
it
is absolutely delicious. And you have some cane. Where'd you get that cane sauce from?
Well, the cane syrup came up from the Suwannee River Shrine Club.
Right.
They grind their own sugar cane and make their own syrups
sell
every year.
And the only place you can get that would be at a Masonic lodge or a shrine. Yeah,
well, they sell it up in North Florida more than they do down here.
Mm-hmm.
But a Sorghum syrup and stuff like that.
You're slipping, Mike. You need to get it going down here, right?
I mean,
true. Everybody loves to eat, and this is the holiday to do it. And we couldn't have picked a better day to have Mike in. Mike, thanks for coming down and telling us. Well, let me give you Mike's phone number one more time: 561-721-5234. If you're looking to cook for couple of hundred people, right?
Yeah, easy. I can do that, yes.
How about a weekend with four people?
That's fine. I'll cook it.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you coming
in. All right.
In.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the news. Hammer the Scammer. Rick Snyder has the latest ongoing list of 2015 scams, and that's coming right up. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is here with some safety tips for holiday grillers, and that's coming up in our house segment. After that, Spotlight Home of the Week is ready for your approval. Pick out a home and we'll sell it to you. I think it's just that easy. But right now, if live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with a guy who has won more spelling bees than a fifth grade teacher. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. A federal appeals court on Tuesday revived three lawsuits in which the city of Miami is accusing Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Citigroup of predatory mortgage lending to black and Hispanic borrowers. By a 3-0 vote, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the lower court erred in dismissing the city's claim under the Federal Fair Housing Act over what Miami called a decade of lending discrimination in its residential housing market. Now, Miami alleged that Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Citigroup steered non-white borrowers into higher-cost loans that they often couldn't afford, even if they had good credit. The city said that this reverse redlining led to a large number of foreclosures, lower property tax collections, and increased spending to combat urban blight. U.S. cities, including Baltimore, Chicago, Cleveland, Los Angeles, and Memphis, haven't yet had much success in accusing banks of biased mortgage lending. We'll see what happens. RealtyTrack released its 2015 U.S. Natural Disaster Housing Risk Report, and it found that 35.8 million U.S. single-family homes and condos have a high or very high natural hazard risk. 43% of the 83.4 million single-family homes and condos analyzed for the report. Florida ranked second for the total number of homes at 6.7 million in the high-risk and very high-risk category. California was number one with 8.4 million. Followed by Florida, then New York, New Jersey, North Carolina. Florida leads the hurricane threat group with 6.7 million homes, followed by North Carolina, Virginia, New York, and New Jersey. Metro areas with the most homes at high risk or very high risk in the country for hurricanes are New York, Miami, Washington, D.C., Boston, and Tampa. Federal prosecutors say a Florida man has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for a $10 million mortgage fraud scheme that targeted a Buffalo, New York-based bank and some other financial institutions. 54-year-old Frank Garcia was sentenced to 87 months for his conviction on a charge of fraud affecting a financial institution. Prosecutors say that Garcia is the former owner of the Miramar-based Federal Guarantee Mortgage Company. Officials say his scam involved recruiting straw buyers to obtain mortgages from M&T Bank and some others, then misrepresenting the buyer's assets and liabilities. South Florida scammers have been filing fake deeds, making it appear as if they own homes that are not actually theirs. Then they try to collect rent on the property they don't own. There have been cases where people get these fake deeds, and the fraudulent owner actually attempts to evict the actual owner from the home, believe it or not. The clerk and controller of Palm Beach County offers a free service for property fraud alerts. It helps to protect residents by monitoring the documents being recorded in the official record of the clerk's office. By signing up, you'll get a notification by email or by phone whenever a document is recorded in Palm Beach County using your name or the name of your business. The website is pfafidlar.com/FL Palm Beach. An easier way would just be to go to the clerk and controller of Palm Beach County's website and just click on fraud. Again, if you want to write this down, it's pfafidlar.com/FL Palm Beach. The former Carlyle Group CEO Matthew Grier and four others were charged earlier this month with conspiring to defraud the U.S. government out of millions of dollars through low-income housing schemes. They're scheduled for a plea hearing, according to court documents. Three of the group already pleaded guilty on Monday. The five were charged for their part in a scheme that resulted in approximately $36 million in funds stolen from the federal government, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The federal government grants funds to developers to incentivize the construction of low-income housing. But in the case of those credits, those grants were allegedly steered somewhere else. They didn't go where they're intended. U.S. Attorney Wilfredo Ferrer says that when he announced the charges, he said, "Our offices will vigorously pursue those who line their pockets with federal resources that are intended to benefit vulnerable individuals and families." Overnight, a security company monitoring a live monitoring a live video feed of a T-Mobile store in South Dixie noticed somebody inside the building when it was closed. Arriving officers noticed a suspicious van outside. He was driving down U.S. 1 without lights and without a tag. So one of the police officers was able to apprehend him. They arrested him. The man behind the wheel turned out to be the getaway driver who ditched his partner, according to the Pinecrest Police. T-Mobile got their phones back, but they're stuck with thousands of dollars in damages that the burglars left behind. Police have arrested 26-year-old Reiko Ramos and 27-year-old Maydell Melendez and charged them with burglary and vandalism of business. Apparently, in burglary, like in real estate, the three most important things to consider are location, location, and location. The T-Mobile store is located right next to the Pinecrest Police Department.
Oh, smart.
And finally, in a move that will lengthen his quest for gainful employment, 23-year-old man was offered conditional employment and was asked by the HR department for more information. He supplied way more information than they wanted in the form of a totally naked selfie. The HR manager was neither impressed nor amused. She called the cops. The man followed up the next morning with a phone call, and the company official saw the caller ID and realized that it was the nude selfie sender. Police contacted the offender, who admitted to sending the photographs, explaining that they were actually meant for somebody else and were sent to the victim in error. Police advised the offender to cease any contact with the victim. The HR director decided not to press charges. She also decided not to give him a job. And that, my friends, is the news.
That was probably way too much information.
And way too much.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, just as we predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer, because they're out there, we must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. They say reach for the dream in 2015 simply because you can. Our show producer Rick Snyder has the best scams of the year. What's that, Rick?
Can
the,
we call
the
them
best scams?
Can we call them the best scams of the year?
Oh.
My list says top 10 scams.
Okay.
All right. Tech support scams? Listen to this. In many cases, scammers will call you up and say, your computer's in danger, you're about to be infected, and all it's going to cost you is, and they'll put a number to it, and they'll ask for payment via credit card to protect your computer. Not only will they steal your credit card number, they may break your computer down into nothing. They'll insert viruses and malware rather than fixing them. No computer company is going to cold call you and tell you, danger to your computer. It's going to happen first. But when you decide to fix it, make sure you never give anyone access to get into your computer unless you're calling your trusted IT guy. I have one, and I call him, and he's already into the computer. He's got a little program that's been installed. He can get in any time, but so far he's been very honest, and he's very, very good. They won't ask you for remote access. They will charge you money. They will steal your credit card number, and they will infect your computer even worse. So guess what? You'll have to call them again.
You know, Rick, the thieves stole my credit cards about a year ago. I never turned it in because they're actually spending less money than what my wife does.
I got that. So,
all right.
Fake counterfeit merchandise scams. Scammers will ask for payment via credit card. Victims have reported identity theft again. With so many online stores available, it's sometimes very difficult to know the difference between a legitimate e-commerce site and a fake one. And the fake ones are always set up to steal your identity. Scammers set up generic online stores. They sell brand name items or mimic the websites of big brand name companies, selling fake or counterfeit products at significantly reduced prices. Danger signal there. The merchandise will ship from international locations, victims unaware of any wrongdoing against them until weeks have passed. Be very careful when you shop online. To verify the identity of a website in question, contact the brand company using the phone number on the company's official Contact Us or similar page. Identify from whom you are buying.
Right. And Rick, try to stay off that Ashley Madison site, will you? I mean, it's not good.
I never heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Pets for sale. Oh, this one touches your heart.
Uh-huh.
The promise of a cuddling, cute puppy, kitten, or other pet is a scam that's harmed a lot of people. Pets for sale scammers create fake websites showing the lovely pictures of kittens and little doggies, etc., that claim to be associated with pet adoption or animal nurseries. On these sites, you'll see hundreds of pets for adoption or sale at prices significantly lower than you've been investigating. Some sites even offer puppies for free to attract victims. Again, they're going to ask for prepayment, MoneyGram, Western Union, vanilla prepaid cards, your credit card. They will steal your advice. Avoid paying for a pet using any type of cash transfer method. Additionally, contact ScamGuard for more information. ScamGuard.com for more information about any pet breeder in question. Grant scams. You know, they're scamming everything. It's really sad to be reading this stuff every day.
Amy Grant? They're scamming Amy Grant?
Any Grant.
All right.
Representatives of the United States government will not call American citizens with offers to sell them grant money. In other words, if you're a nonprofit and you get a call saying, hey, we've got $20,000 in grant money for you, no, it's
ding,
wrong.
Ding, ding. Yeah.
The companies have no idea they're dealing with scammers. They believe the scammers can offer some of their payday loan applicants financial assistance as well. They acquire consumer personal details. Again, there it is. Anytime you give out personal details without knowledge of the person to whom you are giving, you are in line to have your identity stolen. And when they ask for a processing fee up front, run.
It's red flag.
They're out for you. Collection agency. This is another good one. Scammers are well aware that collection agencies have the right to contact consumers who owe money to them or companies they represent. Criminals involved with collection agency scams use this knowledge to their advantage to steal money. What a surprise. Representing a fake collection agency or even the government, scammers make cold calls to victims and threaten lawsuits or embarrassing on-the-job confrontations unless the victims start making payments. The scammers will support their claims with real details about outstanding loans.
Remember that caller we had on a few weeks ago that they called him and said, you're going to court?
Yes.
And if you would like to avoid going to court, pay us now.
Pay us now.
Red flag.
Fee payments expected. Non-returnable methods are used, such again as MoneyGram, Western Union, gift cards. Unless you have had bad debt and owe money to collection agencies who have purchased it, block all collection calls, and report collection agency abuse to ScamGuard.com. They're everywhere. They're all over the place. Payday loan scams. Oh, and this hurts people because who gets a payday loan? Somebody who's really pretty desperate. Scammers love to pick their victims from those most in need, people who are willing to take out high-interest payday loans. Like grant scams, payday loan scams rely heavily on legitimate leads gathered by payday loan affiliate website companies or advertising agencies. Again, they're going to ask for your personal information, and once that information is gathered, they sell it to other companies and resell it over and over and over. Your personal information is stolen, and you are in trouble. Hmm. Don't give out your personal information unless you know to whom you are giving. Legitimate companies will not steal it. People that ask for payments up front, danger signal.
I got you.
Red flag. We're hammering the scammer. We got more coming next week.
Rick, it's amazing all the scams that we find out about and report. And folks, take heed. They're out there. And we say that. The scammers are there. That's why we must be aware. All right. We'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. And hat tip to our good friends down in Colombia, South America. I know. Hello. I know they're. Let me say that a little. Hello. They're down there listening on the iHeartRadio app. So we just want to say hat tip to you guys and thanks for joining us. We are celebrating the holiday weekend here, and we wish you a cheerful and a blessed holiday weekend. Also, we encourage you to check out the show website at www.reachradioshow.com. Listen to this week's show over and over and over again if you want to, or you could listen to all the archives from past shows. And if you would like to send us email, talk about the show, there's a little button there for that. So thanks a lot for checking it. The
song. Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into Our House, and this week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, here with some safety tips for holiday grillers. Carlton, how are you doing?
All right, how you doing this long weekend, Al?
I'm just having a ball down here. I'm getting ready to go eat over at Mike's house. He's got more meat there than you could shake a stick at. So now we need to know about keeping ourselves straight and in safe condition over this holiday here. So I don't want to be blowing up any grills. I might blow up a couple of grills, but no grills, no, no. Anyway, what's the advice there, Carlton?
Well, first of all, you know how many house fires there are a year from grilling?
How many?
8,800 a year.
Whoa.
Wow.
Total lost houses. Ooh. All because of your grill.
Well, wow. Thanks. That's shocking news.
What happens?
Yeah,
what happens? Rick wants to know what happens. Your house burns down. That's what happens.
One of the things is a lot of it happens when you first go to turn on your grill. You've got things too close to the grill that'll catch fire.
Uh-huh.
And that causes, you know, things to get out of hand. And let's not forget also that fire that you may have started has a good chance of being a grease fire. And what do we want to not do to a grease fire?
No water.
No water. Exactly.
That's right. Ouch.
You know, if you're outside, it wouldn't hurt you to keep a shovel nearby. What's more important, your grill getting dirty or with a shovel full of dirt or your house burning down?
Well, I don't like to eat my meat with dirt on it, that's for sure, but I think I'd rather have that than the house burning down.
Fire's already started, Al. I hope you like it blackened.
Well, you know I do, but
this is true.
That's a different show and a different story.
Don't have Al grill for you. That'd be step two.
That's true. He has personal experience there, folks. So, now we're talking about propane for the most part, right? Do we have the same problems with charcoal?
You can, yeah. I mean, a flame is a flame.
Right.
When it's open, anything near it that, you know, can get hot enough to start burning will start burning.
Well,
the other thing is, always keep your grill at least 10 feet away from the house.
Okay, that makes sense.
Don't get any closer than that.
Exactly. So, now, propane, I know when you first turn it on, a lot of people turn it on, they wait a couple of seconds, and they hit the starter button or they throw a match in. That's where the real danger is, right?
Yeah, because what happens if you, first of all, always leave the grill open. Don't close it when you're igniting it with the igniter button.
Right.
You want to leave it open and just start clicking at it. It'll light as soon as it can. You know, you're not going to be able to see. You can barely smell propane as it is. And when it ignites, it's going to go.
Absolutely.
And you want to be clear of that. So don't let it collect in there. Go ahead and, you know, open her up and just start clicking that igniter button.
Keep it in a well air outside kind of an area. What about those little hibachi?
Yeah, don't do it on your back patio if you have an apartment. It's going to melt your screen. As you're cooking on a grill, I know through my own experience, I know you can melt the screen. Don't ask me how that happened.
Personal experience there, huh?
What
about those little hibachi burners? I know people like those a lot. They throw charcoal in it, and I've seen people throw it on their stove in the house. Ooh. Not a good idea.
No, horrible idea. You're going to have all kinds of gases and stuff collected in the house, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, all kinds of stuff. You don't want to do any grilling in the house. Don't say, well, I opened up all the windows and it's, you know, same temperature outside, so it's outside. It's not. It's gonna keep everything collected inside under that roof.
Okay. That's not going to be good.
What about, I mean, I know this almost sounds silly. I mean, I've been grilling all my life. I don't really keep a fire extinguisher close by, but probably not a bad idea, eh?
No, you always want to keep, like I said, you always want to keep a fire extinguisher close. And, you know, if you're outside, have a shovel there. I mean, it's not going to hurt to start throwing dirt on it. It's going to put it out. That's all we want to do.
Right.
If it does start, you know, start burning and you've given it a good go and it's still going, quit trying. Just get on the phone and get the fire department out there. Don't have too much pride to fight a fire on your own.
That's good advice. That's good.
Doesn't get it out, just get out of the way and get the professionals there.
Exactly. Now, I know a lot of guys that they take a wet towel. Not a big laundry towel, but, you know, like a wash towel. And they throw that over their neck, and it's soaking wet and keeps them cool. And then if anything starts, they just throw that down on the fire. That very effective?
It can be, you know. And, again, that's going to be your first attempt. If it doesn't work, you know, grab the fire extinguisher. And from there on, if you can't get it, just let it burn and get the fire department out of there. I mean, you know, your life and your family's life and friends can be on the line, and it's just not worth it. You know, just get them clear of it and let the professionals do what they do. That's why they are the professionals.
Got it. All right, now, what are you cooking this weekend? I'm trying to find out if I should come up there or not.
I was going to say, I'm not going to tell you because you'll be here.
Hey, not a problem. We want to stay safe this holiday, and we appreciate the information about how to. I know everybody knows how to use the grill. It's not a problem, but sometimes we just forget, or you get busy, caught up in the moment in the day, and next thing you know, you got a fire, and you're wondering what to do next. So we appreciate that, Carlton. And, of course, we know where to go for all our landscaping needs, johndeerlandscapes.com. Again, johndeerlandscapes.com. Check that out. Carlton, thanks a lot for helping us out.
No,
all right. When we return, you want a new home? We have some. Interest rates are incredibly low. And if you're a vet, thank you for your service and welcome to 100% home financing. No money down for qualified vets. Stick around.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, here with a little message for future home owners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved HUD training workshops in order to qualify for their assistance and receive big discounts from the banks. Call Reach counselors today and tell them you'd like to start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, it's better than you think. Toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with any real credit issues you may or may not have, getting you back on a sound credit track. Because it takes about a 560-570 area to qualify for a home. So you want to get your credit in good shape, and that's what Reach can do for you. They also provide free foreclosure and modification counseling. Notice I said free. Free of charge.
because the government mandates it. That's why. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. REACH counselors know exactly what the banks need even before they ask. That's because we work with them on a daily basis. Remember Simone Griffin? We had her on the show a few months ago there. She's the person up in Washington, D.C. that makes all those decisions, and we are in contact with them constantly. Call our REACH counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number for REACH again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. REACH out. Okay, it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. Write that number down or store it in your cell phone, because you're going to need that number one fine day. And when you do, guess what? Pat Tracy will be there for you. Pat Tracy is your one-stop housing shop. Pat Tracy and Associates, call them right now, 561-351-8000. Selected properties are online and await your selection. This is a smart way to shop. Several listeners have purchased homes by checking out our Spotlight Home of the Week. Take a look at the property listing at reachforhousing.org and see which property is right for you. That's www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. And you can press on that blue tab there. It's a property listings tab in the blue menu bar. Just take a look at that. You can also search through the properties and find a location based on price, location, color, size of the bedroom, whatever you want. It's there. It's easy to use. And they say, we won't stink. It's safe and easy to use, and you don't stink. How's that work? Go to www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. And when your browser has safely landed, click on the property listings menu bar. That's where all the Spotlight Homes of the Week are. And again, if you would like to talk to Pat directly, just call her at 561-351-8000. We like to tell you to call right now because it's Saturday and she's home relaxing, and we just like the phone to ring. 561-351-8000. Call her up and say hi. And I believe we have a few things going on. Steve, what do we have on the event calendar?
Well, first thing up is September 13th. That's the first-time home buyers class that you were talking about, right? The HUD-approved class,
right?
That can save you a lot of money on a home. That's going to be in Kendall in South Miami on September 13th.
Right.
On September 19th, that's a Saturday, something very, very special. This is for absolutely everyone who has even considered buying a house. It's free. Free, no charge whatsoever, and so is the lunch.
Oh.
Absolutely free. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn Airport in West Palm Beach from 10 until 2. Bring your appetite. Lunch will be served. And what we need to do in order to know how many people we're going to serve lunch to, I'm going to ask you to call this phone number. You ready? Grab a pencil.
All right.
Okay, we got it.
All right. It's 561-712-9991. 561-712-9991. And what you're doing is you're signing up for a home buyer's workshop. This is for people who are in trouble with their mortgages, people who want to buy another house. Anybody who's interested in buying a house, you're going to learn how to save money on down payments, how to save money on closing costs, how to get the best interest rate. You will become a housing expert in a mere 4 hours.
All right, that's September the 19th.
That's September the 19th.
What time?
At the Holiday Inn Airport. And all the information you need, you can get by calling the phone number I just gave, which is 561-712-9991. You'll hear a recorded voice that sounds suspiciously like mine, and it's going to ask you a few questions, and then we'll sign you up, and we'll have lunch for you when you get there.
Very cool.
Then, the big first-time homebuyers class, the HUD-approved class that Alan was talking about, in Palm Beach Gardens, at our main office in Palm Beach Gardens, is on September 20th.
Right.
And to sign up for that, there's two ways you can do it. You can either call the REACH office, or you can go to our website, which is REACH, the number 4, housing.org. In fact, you'll learn a lot just by browsing the website there. It's reach4housing.org. And that, my friends, is what's coming up in the very near future.
Wow, that sounds like an event we should attend.
Absolutely. Especially the one on the 19th.
Gotcha. Quick reminder that kids 3 to 12 get free admission at the Palm Beach Zoo.
How cool is that?
All through the weekend.
Ah, good, good, good. All right, that's about all the time left to us. We want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. And coming up Saturday, September the 26th, Lycoda Masonic Lodge number 333 hosts their first car and bike show over at the Scottish Rite in Lake Worth. Mark your calendars for that. And I believe, Mike, you're going to be there, right?
Yes, we are. We're going to be cooking fresh pork skins.
Woohoo! Fresh pork skins.
You don't want to miss that. Seasoning them up and cooking them right there.
All right. Well, check us every Saturday from noon to one. We appreciate your company, and we'll see you next week.
I know blades are wrong. Ain't got no home. I know blades are wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't.